94TSW Mobile.
Good morning, sir. You on your way into work?
My name over here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Call time one more time.
November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. Familiar, like we've talked before, but I can't place the name, sorry.
I'm Marshall. I'm up here between Forest City and Columbus, North Carolina. I've been out for a while. I used to hang out in here, but with everything going with wife's health and trips to Florida, getting ready for a wedding and things like that, I have on the 2-meter stuff.
Yeah, I remember now. Radio now.
I'm usually up around 5 in the morning, and my HF nets don't start until around 7:30 or so, so I'll be back on here, well, for the rest of the week, leaving Sunday, going back to Florida for 9 days for the wedding, and then I'll be able to get back on the radio more. It's just got a new radio here, too, so that helps. Always want to play with the new toys.
New radio sounded real good. It's good audio.
This is a Yaesu FTM510. I got a new antenna over here in the corner of the shack. I got to put up out there when I get back, but I have to figure out how to get 2 10-foot poles from Lowe's over to my house to get this antenna higher than the one I'm using now.
I use some of that top rail from a chain link fence, put 3 of them together, and I got it attached to the side of my chimney.
I'm doing. I'm not sure if I want to go 2 high or 3 high. The current one I've got is a homebrew antenna, and it's only 10-foot high.
But I don't have a 2-meter antenna at the house. I got HF, but no 2-meter.
WX Commander sitting in the other corner of the bedroom over here. I got to put together. But I've been kind of reluctant in the heat and all the rain and stuff we've been having previously to get out there and start putting that together in the yard. Plus, digging a hole in the ground there to mount the pole in and everything is going to be a tough nut to crack.
And I was laying low myself with all the heat and humidity and that. And it took me like 3 days to get all the grass cut because I just did it in piecemeal.
You know, you get out there and you get started about time you get the tools are out or you get measuring on some wires or got something going, then the rain starts and you're either getting all your equipment with the new wet or you got to hurry and take things down to get it back inside. Not for me. I'd rather be able to go through as much as possible and finish the project. W4MKH.
GFW. Yeah, I understand that. You guys got a better chance of rain up there this week than we do down here. I don't think we have any rain coming until Thursday.
And the next day or something like that. But we will see. Got a lot more rain than I've been expecting. Still learning what the weather's like up here.
Yeah, it's hit and miss, and the weather people aren't much help.
Kind of mess them up. It's coming straight at us. If it comes straight at us from the west or the northwest, it usually skips me. If it comes in from the east or comes in from south to southwest, we will get it.
Yeah, we're over here in Greer, right off of 290. I'm heading to Spartanburg to work right now.
Spartanburg on, let's see. Thursday to take my wife down there to a doctor. Actually heading down to Boiling Springs. And we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it won't be too wet out there when we go.
It's a good report.
85 or 585, whatever it is. That's how you get over to Spartanburg.
29 right now out of Greer over to 85. And I'll just shoot up 85 to exit 80. And depending on what the traffic is, if 85 is bunched up, I might take the business 85.
Still learning a lot of the roads and all around here and learning my way around. I've been here 2 years. Now, in Florida, I lived there for, let's see, about 6 years, so I knew the roads, knew where things went, knew how to avoid stuff. if there was an accident or a backup. But around here, still learning.
That it can get confusing for sure.
I'm tired, so I don't have to go with you for every day. I just got to run wife to the doctors and do the grocery shopping and things like that kind of stuff. So it's been a slow process learning my way around. What do you do for a living?
The parts department for the maintenance in at a chemical plant up there in Spartanburg. My whole life, all I've ever worked on is factory machinery, and then so I'm a mechanic. And then I could retire now. I'm 65, and that, but it's pretty low stress, and my health is still good. So I'm gonna think, hang on about another couple of years.
I retired in 2018 when I turned 65. Because at my age, it was getting hard to find jobs. I was a software developer and a consultant, and they wanted to hire the younger guys for less money.
Yeah, and on that one, right there when COVID started in 2020, I was 22 years at another place, and they furloughed me, so there I was, 60, looking for something else. I found this, and I mean, they're good to me out here, so it works out. KN4TFW.
Yeah, I guess hopefully the drive time will open up. David was in there earlier. Yesterday morning was just him and I. I guess nobody was going to work, so everybody had big plans for Labor Day, and that didn't include radio yesterday morning.
We're up in a little suburb of Raleigh called Cary, North Carolina. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law live up there, so we went up there to see them and just chill out. I don't have a radio in the truck. I just didn't bring one. I got an antenna on the truck, but I just didn't bring a radio on that. So we got back yesterday afternoon. And I think Eric, he's off this week.
My sister-in-law and brother-in-law used to live in Cary, North Carolina. Been up there once or twice, but that was just before we got married, or after we got married, so that was like 40 years ago.
Hold on about 30 seconds. I'm getting in a bad spot.
94FKH.
KN4KFW. I'm back. Yeah, it's an electronic sign right there that just gives the radio a fit.
On that last transmission still, but I guess the further you get away from it, the better it'll get.
It's about it. It breaks the squelch on both VFOs, and then all I get is a ton of static.
What's up there?
ICOM 2738.
It's hard. It's a Toyota Highlander hybrid, and they warned about that, and wife don't want me messing up the car, so there's nothing in the car. All my antennas are out here in the middle of the woods, and all my radios, and me, and so I don't have much of a noise issue, because I don't have any neighbors right here.
I'm in a Toyota hybrid RAV4. It works good, no issues.
I noticed in the mail, they said, if you're going to install a radio in there, you know, take it to the dealer and let the dealer do it. My biggest thing is, I would be in there and hook it up to the big battery instead of the little battery, and then I put out about 3,000 watts out of that radio for about half a second before it goes up in smoke.
Plugged in cigarette lighter.
USB connections. I don't even think there is a cigarette lighter in mine. I know there's an AC outlet in the back there, so I could do it, I guess. I just have to put a magnetic mount and can't mount anything permanently on there or get the wife mad at me.
I got it. I guess they call it an AC adapter. Ain't no cigarette lighter anymore. But I got it plugged into there, and then I got one of those phone holders that hooks onto your mirror, and I got the faceplate on it. The main unit is under my seat. And then I just got a mag base up on that, on the roof on that. It works really good. I can't complain about it at all.
Oh, that counts. It works good, and you can use it without wrecking.
A little bit of issue once in a while. My little faceplate, I don't know, the display's got issues once in a while, but it's been 6 years, and it's still working.
Couple of ICOM 880Hs or something like that. in the car. They had a little separate face plate, and the D-star and stuff. And I had the magnetic mount or suction mount to go on the dash, and then the face plate to mount to that by a magnet. Never had a whole lot of problem other than it would want to vibrate a little bit loose sometime and the radio would get crooked.
Them suction mounts that mounted on the windshield, but man, those just, they just like melted and oozed down the windshield, and man, what a mess.
The Yaesu FTX 1 coming in today. I'm thinking about maybe, thought about putting that in the car, and then the radio I'm talking on now I could take out there. So this is a Yaesu FTM 510. So, but I don't know. It just sounds like a lot more trouble than I want to fool with sometimes.
This is about the only time of day that I'm on it. A little bit in the afternoon and that, but usually I'm talking to the wife on the way back home on the telephone. And that, and usually if we're together, I'm not usually talking on it, taking up our time.
But most of the time, I probably 98% of the time I'm in the car, the wife's in there. We're going somewhere together, or I'm taking her to an appointment or something, or to the hairdresser or something, because she can't drive now anymore. So I am the Uber driver, and so I talk to her instead of playing on the radio. If I need to play radio, I just throw a little HT in the cup holder there and go with that, W4MKH.
GFW. Yeah, sometimes I'll take my HT in the truck because I have an antenna on the little fender there, you know, mount on the corner of the fender, and then I have a VNC connector for my antenna on my HT, and I'll just hook it up to it. Sometimes I'll run down the road like that.
Highlander's got a lot of glass up top, so I don't have a lot of metal around up there to mount an antenna on, so I'm not sure how I'd do it. Mount it on the rear lift on the side of that, or along the hood out there. I'll figure something out if it gets to be something I really want to do.
This one mounted on the corner of the hood for a long time, and then, but there's a couple of spots where I didn't get good reception because the car was just in the way of the antenna to the repeater antenna. So I moved it up on top, and it made a pretty good bit of difference.
I figure the biggest thing to come in handy is program one of these radios when I run back and forth to Florida. This trip coming up next Sunday will be the fourth trip, I think, to Florida this year. So come in handy that way. Catch the repeaters up and down 26 and up and down 95 there.
I don't have any other repeaters programmed in here, you know, for traveling. And usually I just leave it on 5-2. And if somebody recognizes the antenna, they'll call out.
Traffic on 26 is being two lanes, and 95 up in South Carolina being two lanes. It's enough to keep you busy without trying to talk on the radio, though.
Well, you're right about that. We made three trips down through there this summer, and then taking the kids to the grandkids to the beach at Hunting Island, South Carolina, and once we went down to St. Augustine, and at 95 or 26, they ain't no joke down to there for sure. All that construction, and the road isn't the best.
Getting all the containers on 26 heading over to the port there in Charlotte, or Charleston, whatever that is over there. And once you hit Georgia, though, it's easy three lanes all the way home to Jacksonville, so not too bad there, but South Carolina is just a pain to drive through.
You were the one that told me that I needed to run down to Marineland, a little town right there on the coast, wasn't it?
That's like something I would say. It's a cute little beach there, and it's not just sand. It's got some rocks and tidal pools and stuff, and if you go to Marineland there, which is kind of where they filmed the old Flipper TV series, if you're old enough to remember that, then cute little place there. It's not far south down the beach there from St. Augustine.
We went down there just to see it, and it was interesting. It was really nice to see all the rocks and everything, and we went We went one time at low tide so the grandson could see it, and then we went back at high tide, and so he could notice the difference. So he was really, he enjoyed it.
And watching and seeing what's in the little tidal pools where the water gets trapped there. And then there's the University of Florida. It's got a marine biology center across the street there from that area. Kind of cool, kind of old Florida a little bit.
The 4th of July down there at St. Augustine, that was really nice. They had a really, really good little festival, you know, blocked off all the streets and everything and took the shuttle over there. It was nice.
I lived in Jacksonville. Technically, I was in St. Johns County, which is the same county as St. Augustine. I was only about 25 miles from downtown St. Augustine.
Walked over the Bridge of Lions and that, sat right there on the grass and watched the fireworks in the harbor. Met a friend. Some friends were down there from up here, and that we didn't even know they were going to be down there. We hooked up with them, had a good time.
We just kind of stayed in 4th of July this year. We usually go over to Columbus every year, but this year it was just hot enough that we decided not to go out there.
It was actually warm when we were down there, but yeah, a few weeks later we were down there at the coast of South Carolina and that down below Beaufort. Man, it was unbelievably hot down there.
It has been hot down there since I still got the kids down there in the house down there. I follow the weather. They've had a hot and a very, very wet summer. So it's been hot up here at times, too, and wet. 74 MKH Friday.
First time I ever seen where the feels like was 20 over the actual temperature.
Grew up there and lived there all my life except when I was in the Army and had to travel some with that and moved up here in, I guess, 3 years ago we moved up to this general area.
A lot of places, probably 10 different states, but I've been back here probably bumping 30 years now.
Never moved.
Moved down here in the early 70s and finished out high school here. And then it was just, there wasn't nothing in this area. It was pretty depressed in the late 70s, so had to leave.
I'm going to move up here 20 years ago or better, but I decided the kids had better chances with schooling and jobs and things like that. In fact, three of them worked at the same place about 3/4 mile from the house. And so just better for raising kids down there, I think.
David is. He's probably sandbagging listening to us. Let's see, Andrew, he's probably driving the car, so don't have a radio. And Patrick, he's probably not up yet. So it's probably just me and you in here today. KN4 TFW.
There earlier this morning, and I forgot what he said he was going to go do. He was, I think, had just finished his cup. His coffee and switched over to iced tea, so I don't know. Maybe he'll be back. And the others I haven't heard from this morning at all. W4MKH.
How life changes everybody's. We used to have a real good group here in the morning.
Back in here, I'm both asleep. I've been listening every morning, but I hadn't keyed the old mic until just a couple of days ago.
Be here every day at 5:30, 5:35 now and for at least the next month or so. I don't think I have any trips planned until down around Halloween.
On Monday or Sunday, like I said, for Florida for 9 days, and then I'm not planning anything else till Christmas. I believe the kids are all coming up here for Thanksgiving, but unless there's an emergency of some kind in the family, I'm staying put for the rest of the year.
Sometimes it's a good thing. Just crossed over 26. Traffic starting to get people are getting weird in these big trucks and pickup trucks pulling trailers and that.
Started about 2.5 weeks ago, and we're down there for a few days. And right there between the two 85s, there was a semi there rolled on its side in the northbound or westbound lane 26. Messed things up pretty good.
Trip down from Raleigh yesterday, because I figured traffic could be bad, but man, we didn't even hit any traffic. Made decent time, wasn't even really trying.
Last trip to Florida was that way. Folks, especially coming back, man, I used the cruise control almost the whole way back. I learned how to use that radar-assisted cruise control on the Highlander, and sure made it easier on my knee driving back. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen out there.
And this one's got that. I took the lane assist, so I turned it off, but I used the cruise just that you're... If you're gaining on somebody slowly, though, you'll look around and you'll be 500 what you wanted to be, you know what I mean? But it works really good until it gets pretty busy, and then I don't know if you've ever had to jam on the brakes on you before.
Time I've had to do anything like that, so I'm not paying attention. But, yeah, I start watching the cruise control or the speed, because you get behind somebody and you'll look up down and realize you've been doing 65 or 62 for the last 10 miles. You got to be careful with it.
It's me. It's like there's somebody coming on the on-ramp, and, you know, their lane continues on, and it'll recognize that they're there, and it'll slow you down real quick thinking that they're going to come over, and I hate it when it does that.
Yep, I agree. I've encountered that more than once, and then especially you'll be driving the left lane and some semi will get over into the left lane to pass another semi doing a mile an hour slower than he was, and all of a sudden then you're backing it down automatically.
I got on cruise right now, but I got it locked on 65, letting all these people that are in a hurry get by me.
Truck driver, and I kind of developed some of his habits. The journey is not the what you're after. You're after getting where you're trying to go. So you don't spend much time stopping for things. You don't spend any time doing anything other than driving, because the driver doesn't get to relax until he gets there.
My dad used to be like that. Just go, 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 stop. You know, grab something to eat, use the restroom, and then don't stop again until the car needs fuel. But we just stop, you know what I mean, and just take our time. We don't get in a hurry anymore.
But old habits die hard, so, you know, it's keep going. I remember one time when we went to Florida this last trip, I looked down and was just following a little pat there, and I was doing 93, and I thought, uh-oh. I slowed her down and got back over the lane and let that pat go on. But my dad was like that, too. You stop, the driver gets out, gasses up the car, goes to the bathroom, gets back in the car, and leaves. He left my mom and sister at a gas station one time. He just got back in the car and left without paying attention to who was in the car.
I had never done that, but we travel with a couple of dogs now, so we'll usually, if I'm pulling a camper or something, we'll usually stop at like a Love's truck stop, because they usually have the little dog lots where they can run around for a little bit.
Yeah, some truck stops, that's generally where I try to stop and then grab a little bite of something to eat and throw back on the road and eat while driving. But, yeah, the job is to get there, and I'm lucky being retired that I can travel during the middle of the week. It's a 6.5 hour to 7 hour drive, depending on stops and traffic and stuff, to get home. And my son, sometimes he stretches into 10 hours because of traffic backups on 95 over there and stuff like that. But traveling during the middle of the week when, you know, there's less traffic, it's just the way to go. So I try to plan it around that. And those trips, you know, a day after a holiday or anything. W4MKH.
Thanks for us. We'll get off the beaten path. Like, when I go up to Raleigh, I don't take 85. Once I get to Charlotte, I cut out through the country and take some of the back roads. And that, the scenery's a lot better. Like I said, the traffic's not near as bad.
The at going home to Florida sometime, but just haven't done it yet.
So bad as I hate you, I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm on, say, 7-3. It was awesome talking to you this morning. I enjoyed it. And you and the missus have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you again in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Have an awesome day. Stay safe there, and we'll be around tomorrow morning trying to catch you then. W4MKH back to monitoring repeater.